Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here. It's amazing to be here, actually, the day after the day before being September the 11th of 2001, when the whole world came down. And here it is, 2012, September the 12th, so here we are, and we have the possibility of actually putting the world together in a way that it has never been really together before. And in that wonderful experience, I actually have a co-host who's been with Waking Up in America since 1987, and her name is Gail Ellen, and you'll be meeting her again more in a few minutes. And Gail's just always a treasure to have on board. Actually, to let you all know, we had expected Marianne Williamson to be present today, and at noon we got a call saying that that would be impossible, and she so deeply apologizes, and she will be on the 26th. So we've already got her scheduled in and everything ready to go. This is absolutely terrific. So Gail and I, in reflecting before the program, because when you interview people and interact with a dialogue, I have a call coming in from, how funny, the cemetery, actually, Gail, in Cambria is calling. I guess we wanted to include my sister. My sister passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we're making plans to reunite her with her mother. And this would be a soul-healing thing. So it's appropriate that Jim from the Cambria cemetery is giving me a call, because we're actually creating that whole ceremony to put her into the ground with her sister and her mom. That's Shane. And Patty died earlier, and Mom's been up there since 2003. And that is totally a project of healing the soul. So when you read her book, you'll see it's all about coming together in community. When you read her book, which was actually written in 1999, and I bet you that's Gail showing up again.
Hi, I'm sorry we got just disconnected on the line.
Boy, do we have high energy on this.
Must have been the wind.
So we've got Demond here, too, joining us, Gail. And
perfect.
I had actually mentioned that because Marianne was not present and not able to be here today, that you and I and now Demond had been reflecting on what it is to heal the individual soul, at which point, Gail, the cemetery started calling.
Oh!
I thought that was funny. So I thought, okay, so Shane wants to be on this, too.
Yeah,
what I will say is that my sister's death, bless her heart, has been an opening for the whole family to connect in a way we've never connected, like never connected. Because there was always all these little things going on with different groups and such. And now I find out that I have a niece who's actually a cheerleading coach. Can you stand it?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I've got a nephew who's just an amazing photographer and quite an artist and grows French intensive gardens. You know, there's just like all these people are showing up, and all of the walls that separated us have been coming down. So one of the things that I was thinking about, Gail, was how did we get separated in the first place, you know?
Well, that's a really great question, that question of separation and how it kind of pulls us one way or the other. But, you know, what I think we have to look at is that we all face obstacles of life, and we all face obstacles of life's suffering one way or the other, and we handle those things differently, each of us individually, and sometimes that causes that separation. But, you know, I think that the common ground that human beings share, no matter what our stations in life are, you know, we have the same obstacles, which are sadness, loss, illness, dying, and death. Those are the things that we have in common. And, you know, if we are to strive as human beings, we need to individually begin to gain more wisdom, more kindness, and more compassion. And we each individually should have the intention to grow as an individual. And that way, I think we can work on those things that separate us.
Wisdom, kindness, and compassion. There is no better recipe than that, Gail. No kidding. And that's the recipe that will bring bring us back from the separation. Damon, what were you thinking as we were having this conversation?
Actually, I was just trying to absorb everything and understand. But I know the things that she was talking about that we all have in common, that's very true. Birth. And those other
that's
elements.
That's one of them, sure, for sure.
Right. Those other elements that we all have in common. And I think that's a great place to start when we begin to talk about connecting with one another.
Well, it's what you're saying is really interesting because I'm thinking, I got into this whole big, huge discussion on Leviticus because it's about homosexuality and you shouldn't lie together. And then we got into a session on, the invasion of the immigrants, and then we got into another session on, the Muslims and the this's and the that's and the other thing. And yet, I read a biological survey, actually, that said if you took all human beings, no matter who we were, and you measured us, you could find at max a 2% difference. We sure don't act like that.
You know, Val, actually, if you measure all human beings, they all want the same thing. They
yeah.
want to be, they all want to be happy. And they want to have achievement. Every single human being wants to be happy. That's the thing that we have in common. And whether we have a lot, whether we have it all, or whether we have nothing at all, we're all faced with the same obstacles. But the way that we really are all similar is that every single soul, every single human being wants happiness. That's the whole idea almost of living. Every single thing we do, we say, we think, it's all ultimately about happiness.
Well, this is funny because when you're talking, I'm reminded of how do we misunderstand each other then so much all the time? And then my mind went to a little table that was in a National Geographic magazine, I'm going to guess like maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And the table was like how if I gave you a high sign of zero, like everything's okay.
Right.
That signal. That in another language, that signal meant the actually opposite of that. It meant
Okay. Yeah, sure, sure.
Like I don't know if there's some way, there's a way that we can communicate and maybe.
Yes.
Feeling,
yes.
You know?
I would definitely say so. And, there are so many great teachings around that have influenced over the past, but one of them is for us, each of us, to expand our awareness and stop reacting out of fear, reacting out of something, because violence in some way is innate in human beings. It's true. We all have that possibility as in human nature, but also so is its very opposite. That innate quality, innate nature of love. And with that, the next stage then is humanity and the leap that we poise to take that way, to be the guided force by that of love. So it's all communication, Val. It's all, it is all really communication.
And it's also lack of communication.
And lack
what
of.
What happens if you don't communicate and then you think you're going to save somebody from whatever it is you want to communicate?
Yeah,
that
you can't
that
do
you
it.
Save or you hold on to actually becomes more and more tender and more volatile.
Yeah.
And so you can get triggered and you can express it and you can express it in a situation where what you just said is 1,000 times more significant than the situation because you saved it for so long. So find ways
right.
to communicate. Sometimes it's just through feeling or whatever. And what will happen is, and I'm sure you've heard this, I've spent 30 years in this field watching human beings. I was talking about this morning, I think actually a little more than that. I started in 1974 as a consultant in the emotional field. And so I've been observing people in all different kinds of phenomena. And what I noticed over time, Gail, is that a lot of times, if people express their secrets, whatever their secret is, the big secret, if you guys have got a big secret and you've been carrying that around for years, believe me, it's affecting your life, find somebody that will love you even after you've told them the secret and tell them the secret and your life will change. and you'll become related to your community just out of that one thing. That'd be the biggest thing you could do. Have you ever had a situation like that, Gail?
Well, you know, what I want to say about that actually is, you know, I have compassion for that, Val, and I know that there are certainly significant incidents in, with individuals all over that have some of that. But you know what? I definitely would say, you know, find someone you trust, and it's about getting that emotion or way of thinking that you have, that you're holding something in the past as a way of thinking. So you're cementing it. But the truth is that the past is ashes. And what you have to look forward to is the future as a possibility. So creating a new future as a possibility, I mean, all that is in the past. It's not who you are today. And if you can get past that judgment and past that, idea of what you were holding as what was so, to actually get to the future of possibility.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother.
You love it? Gail.
I love Bent Miguel's music.
So. Me too. What's really funny is they told me they couldn't find it.
Yeah, isn't
and
that
here
great?
It is. Okay, so yeah. Guys, in case you're wondering what the heck is going on in Waking Up in America, we have such a high energy show that we've been shorting out all the wires. We are talking to people about healing their souls, finding their souls, kissing their souls, hugging each other's souls, dancing with their souls, and on comes music that Waking Up in America started with back in 1987, written by Mr. Bent Miguel. A wonderful piece of music about being almost ordinary people with extraordinary dreams, written especially for this show, and Gail knows all about it from the beginning. So we're not quite sure what you've heard and what you haven't heard, but what we know what we're about for sure, and what we're about is the healing of the soul. We're about my sister Shaney, who died about 8 days ago now, bringing everybody together with her passing, because we're just showing up for each other, and our family is getting healed right and left. You can hear the sound in the household getting lighter. I don't know, Gail, in your life, what's gotten lighter?
You know, I think just, it's funny, waking up now earlier in the morning, it's getting lighter earlier. But, you know, the sweetest thing on my ride to my office, this morning, I go through an area that is kind of a beautiful area, and it has a lot of trees and greenery and hills. And right there, right in my path, was this sweet little deer right there on the road. Yeah, and oh my gosh, it was just the sweetest little animal. And as I looked at her, I just had this experience of kindness and gentleness and non-judgmental energy and just the sweetness of it. And then she scampered up the hill into her environment.
It's interesting because John's, I didn't see them, truthfully. I saw the rock where they had been, but two deer showed up on our hillside too. And are you aware of what deer stand for in the medicine?
I think it is kindness and gentleness and something else. Do you know what it is?
Love.
It's love. Yes, it is.
It's love. It's absolutely love. Now, people think that if they can't
love
go
that.
Around, people think that if they can't go around and be loving at all times, sometimes love can't exist if you're carrying the lie. And as we were saying when we were looking at it before, the lie that you're not communicating, or the thing that you're not communicating, the whole thing about something that you hold back is that it never has a chance to evolve. It's not whether it's right or wrong. It just has to evolve.
Yeah, I think perhaps another way of saying that would be your withhold.
Yeah, it would be. Whatever you're withholding never gets to evolve.
Right.
And, you know, when I went up to see David, Shane's son, what an incredible guy this is. That was the first time I'd ever visited his home in all this time. And I saw what a remarkable artist he is and how he has this really good garden that he's growing and so on and so forth. I should have said, you know, I just was always too busy or wasn't invited or, you know, whatever the thing is that you go through that you make up. But the story about who somebody else is. And we have the opportunity here, and you'll get it really deeply when Marianne comes on the 26th. Gail, I hadn't seen her since Project Angel Food and all that stuff that was going on in the 70s and early 80s.
Right. And now, let's see. She goes back about 30 years, doesn't she, to The Course in Miracles when she started lecturing. Now, we're talking about Marianne Williamson, who's going to be our guest in a couple of weeks.
Now, Marianne Williamson used to teach on Franklin in Hollywood.
Yep.
Did you ever get a chance to go to the Presbyterian Church there?
I did very often.
Was she not the cutest thing? Here she was, this little dynamo in the front of the room teaching The Course in Miracles, which is written for the Foundation for Inner Peace. And she's wearing little silver shoes with wings on them.
Yes.
and she's buzzing around because she talks fast. In fact, she's like, Marianne, shh. She's got so much to communicate. And when you read her books, go Google her, pick up some stuff at Amazon. This woman has language. That's why, in a way, Gail, I felt it was a blessing that probably, you know, we're more the individual experience of this and she's more the universal experience of this about how one creates love or interfaces. She's a best-selling author, so obviously now she knows how to talk to a lot of people and she's saying something that matters to people.
Yes.
So,
yes, she is.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. And I want to say something really quickly on this program that I think would matter to you guys as well. One of the things I'm inviting you to do is actually go over our website at wakinguminamerica.com. You'll see Marianne's picture on there. And by gosh, she's like 60-something now, and that's exactly what she looks like. If you tune down the page on the right-hand side, you're going to see the Shift Network, and these people put out amazing stuff on peace and creating all kinds of relationships in the world. The work is brilliant. Below that, you're going to see Protandem, okay? Protandem is what lets me, at 72, go out and play racquetball if I want to or do things that I had given up doing in the past because I didn't have enough energy. And now if I'm feeling slow, I may take two of them. Now, people always ask me what's in them. It's on the website. I don't remember. I don't care. It works for me. But go click on Protandem and make sure you log in or create a relationship that way, because if you buy some of this good stuff, it's $50 a month, you actually save $10 when you do it that way. So that's what I recommend. I also highly, 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 highly recommend Sir Jason Winter's tea. And the deal with this guy is that he had esophageal cancer, and he was actually dying from it, and he went around to all these different countries. England, I think he got a herb there. He got a herb from the American Indians, and he got another herb from the Chinese, and he put them together, and guess what? He didn't die from that. And by the way, Gail, it's a horrible death, okay? They cut out your tongue. Just not that was the cure for it back then. So these things actually work. And I want to invite you, if you're in California in particular, to do the whole person and on Born Again America. And there's a great song for America there. If you want to run away to Mexico, to San Pancho, Roberto's bungalows. Also want to point out to you all that we actually have a lot of people that help us put Waking Up in America on the air. And one of the things that you want to take a look at here is that you can actually contact me at any time that you want at 310-455-8623. What can I tell you? Marianne Williamson, there's quite a bit of information on her on the website, and we'll be leaving that up even though she wasn't on today. So you can click through on that, and you can get to her, okay? And her book also, Lessons for Surrendering Your Weight Forever, is very interesting. Talk about removing triggers, Gail. We thank our sponsors for Tandon, Sir Jason Winter, El Pinto Salsa, available at Rouse and Emergency Management Solutions, Global One, EMS, global1.org. So there you go. So, Gail.
I love Jason Winter's tea.
Do you?
I do.
What's your favorite?
I like the original. I like the original.
Do you know what it does? Besides just tasting good, it keeps your pH balance higher.
I knew it was something good.
I know, but did you see how handsome he is?
Oh, I remember him years ago. I actually had the pleasure of about, 30 years or more, meeting him and hearing him speak.
Whereabouts?
It was in the Los Angeles area. You know, it's been so long, I don't even remember. But there was a health food store. I'll think of it in a moment. But he was giving a lecture.
Oh, my God. Do you realize how much CW will love you for that?
Yeah.
CW interviewed him. He's friends. In fact, CW is friend with Sir Raymond Winters. Did you ever meet his son?
No.
Well, we had a son on the show. By the time I came into the picture, you're a lucky one, and so is CW. He had already gone. He left the planet. Something else. What an interesting man, though. Are you aware of the fact that he actually flew a hot air balloon, was going to fly a hot air balloon to London or to England, and then it crashed in the ocean?
Amazing.
So what the guy did was he foresaw the possibility of that, okay?
Wow.
So instead of having a gondola on his boat, on his thing, he put a boat on it. So when they crashed into the ocean, he just sailed back. So I guess
amazing.
He was a handful, too. Anyway, his son, Sir Raymond, they're actually Knights of Malta. Yeah, have you
interesting.
Ever
No, very interesting.
Well, she knows automatically what's interesting, even if she doesn't know. The Knights of Malta go back about 900 years, okay? 900,000 years, something like that. And it's not a birthright, because the father was a sir doesn't mean the son's going to be a sir. In fact, you don't have to be English or upper class or any of that thing to be initiated into these knights. How you get there, Gail, is by your humanitarian deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's a beautiful thing. And you see, humanitarian deeds, making a difference. That's how we make a difference with our humanity and our humanitarian deeds. And everybody can do it. Every single one of us, can make a difference in that way. And I think, you know, you don't have to be out doing things that are on CNN news. You know, you can really make a difference.
In fact, you could probably get further if you didn't.
Yeah, right in front of you. Right in front of you every day.
See, the thing about being a humanitarian is you don't normally talk about it. It's just the thing you feel like doing. The things I feel worst about in my life was when I had a humanitarian effort. And I'm not talking just about a mooching effort, you know, where somebody's trying to mooch something. I'm talking about I had two or three things where I thought I couldn't contribute to the person, and later on I realized I could have, and those are the things that I feel the saddest about, you know, but those are also the things that educate me. And I know, Gail, that when I was probably, 1952, so it's like 12 or 13, I saw The Millionaire, and that show gave families $1 million a week. Do you remember that with Marvin Miller?
I loved that show. He never revealed himself who he was, though. Just give it away? Like,
I think he revealed himself, but I don't think he revealed the source of it.
Right. That was a great show.
You know what? If you reveal yourself as the source of it and you do it without a lot of ego, I think that's fine.
Sure.
Especially if you're a dragon or you're a Leo like myself, it slips out, Gail. we're not Pisces or the silent ones, okay? So I'm the kind of person that would be inclined to buy a radio network or something of that nature. You know, I would do something like that, and you would know I was the owner. You wouldn't necessarily know all that I was doing. The CW and I were talking earlier, and one of the things we talked about was, we decided, Gail, that if you lived by the Ten Commandments and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and you kept your own house clean, it seems to me like souls would be healed and the world would work.
That's a very good place to start. A very good place to start. And also, you know, this is getting a little more metaphysical, but if you really know that God is sitting in your heart, there's no mistakes. You know, there's no mistakes.
You know, I wish I'd thought of that beforehand, because what you're talking about is the prophet, too. Do you know that?
Oh. Well, it's a beautiful thing.
Let's see if I can remember the line from the prophet. This is the almost line from the prophet, okay? I would have grabbed it earlier if I had thought of that. It's like, think not that you are in the heart of God. Think that God is in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
No, that came out wrong. It's something about how we're in the heart of God and God is in our heart.
Right.
And that's out of the prophet. And I'm sorry that I'm not up to the exact quote on
it. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Now, which are Marianne Williamson's newer books? There are two or three new ones that she has out. Which ones are they?
I was thinking, I didn't bring the books down. Let's see, weight loss was one of them. Let me just Google this while you're talking. We can get this really out there now. I was looking at it yesterday, and I think it's the weight loss book. Mary. And so it's Marianne, and then Williamson. Oh, here's
right. I think one of the things, though, that is one of her really true stands and platforms is, you know, that peace is the way. And that there is no way to peace, but that peace is the way. And I know that her and Dr. Chopra have had many very inspiring conversations, you know, about that.
And look, I think I put that in the ad, or in the, yeah, it says Marianne Williamson is a spiritual activist, author, lecturer, and founder of the Peace Alliance. There you go, Gail.
Mm-hmm.
A grassroots campaign supporting legislation currently before Congress to establish a United States Department of Peace. And you rock with that, and so does Dennis Kucinich. And as the peace ambassador for the Republic of the United States of America, we're a match made in heaven. She's also founder of Project Angel Food, a Meals on Wheels program that serves homebound people with AIDS in the Los Angeles area, and she has published 10 books. Her books, The Age of Miracles, Embracing the New Life, the most recent, A Course in Weight Loss, 21 Spiritual Lessons for Surrendering Your Weight Forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's well designed, okay? What it does is, I actually was drawn to two of her books, Gail, and that was The Healing the Soul of America, and the other one was this. And as I worked with it, it's really good at uncovering the motivation behind something that you do or don't do.
Right. And, by the way, Dennis Kucinich is a friend of Waking Up in America also.
Yes.
Very much so. Yeah.
Did you hear more than when he was on?
No.
Have you heard that in any circles? Because I want him back. So Gail has some amazing connections that sometimes I get lucky enough to stumble into.
Well, you know, the soul of America, Val, is each of us individually. So, you know, again, you know, the focus is on us as ordinary people.
And be as extraordinary as you want, because ordinary people get a chance to be extraordinary. I was actually thinking when you were talking, Gail, of how when the FBI came to visit, because I have a lot of controversial subjects on this show. And they wanted to make sure that I wasn't inciting anybody to anything. So these really two cool guys from the FBI come over. We're having a grand conversation outside, and I invite them in. I said, just in case there's any doubt in your mind, come on in and hold my Olympic torch. So I've got the FBI trotting after me to play with my Olympic torch. As they go through the garage, Gail, I have a sign on the wall that says, Strength Through Peace, Dennis Kucinich.
Love
they turned
that.
Around and they looked at the wall and they went, got it. That's it. Peace brings you strength. That's what Dennis said. And Dennis has been on Waking Up in America. He's an extraordinary human being, married to an extraordinarily gorgeous woman. And they're both vegan, and they're just amazing human beings. I've crossed trails with him now 4 times. And because you brought it up, Gail, I think it's time again soon, huh?
Yeah, and I think that he's guided by that force that we were mentioning, that stronger force, really, of love. You know, both of them as human beings, and they're at that stage of you know, force with humanity, both of them.
I was trying to remember, wasn't he the mayor of Chicago or something like that?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
He started out at a very young age. I think it was Chicago, where he was like the mayor in his early 30s or something like that. And he was known for kicking out corruption. The poor guy is really overworked now because he's in Congress. I shouldn't have said that, should I?
It's a big job. It's a big job.
It's a big job. Him and Ron Paul have got some big stuff going on. Anyway, the guy's terrific, and he's married to a woman. I'm thinking she looks like that really beautiful redheaded actress. Do you know who I mean? Elizabeth Kucinich.
Right. She's lovely.
What's that redhead? Oh, Mary. She's very beautiful. She's got very red hair, and Elizabeth Kucinich looks a lot like her. And he and Dennis are a terrific conversation. And he stands up and he speaks the truth, and he does it in a land that's not always friendly. And part of what healing our soul is where can you make a difference in the world? You may be a warrior, or you may be a homemaker. And everybody expressing themselves the most fully, I would say, is the way to have this world work. What do you think, Gail?
Well, that is the way, and that's all we can do, by the way. Just each of us individually in our own environment and our own circumstance, really on a one-by-one. You know, I mean, have the department where you are work. You know, have your kitchen work. Have your family environment work. I mean, that's where we start. You know, it just is all predicated that way.
I just remembered her name, okay?
What is
it? Juliana Moore. Okay, here's the deal, Gail. Juliana Moore is doing what she's supposed to be doing. That's clear, okay? Elizabeth Kucinich is doing what she's supposed to be doing. That's clear. Dennis Kucinich is doing what he's supposed to be doing. Did you ever get the chance to meet Barbara Mueller? Robert Mueller's wife?
No, we were on air with her a few times, I think.
Okay, well, I don't know if you knew how she met Robert or not, but, like, Robert was really, like, 75 or something when they met. And she's considerably younger than he was. I think they were married something like 15 years. And I'm going to say she's 15 or 20 years younger. But she said that when he asked her to marry him and she took a look at his life, she saw that that's how she could have the best life, the one
right.
that would contribute the most to the world. And she's the one that brought Patricia Bragg on my show, who just their company just celebrated 100 years of making, you know, America healthy and things like that. So when you put yourself up in a really high place, you get into a cluster where people that are around you are extraordinary quality, and you can just catch all kinds of good stuff without any effort whatsoever. And that's part of why I love frequency. Because all the things that you can do to improve frequency, which I do it, it's like even if I'm wrong and I'm embarrassed about, like, sometimes, Gail, I just get jealous, okay? And that's a thing I kind of think I shouldn't be feeling. You know,
well, it's just a feeling. That's all it is, just a feeling. But I love that word frequency, Val. I just love it. I resonate to it. You know, it just is the most positive thing that I could ever imagine. And the frequency of positivity and that frequency of kindness and that frequency of gentleness. And by the way, I really feel it when I'm in on the East Coast, when I'm in Washington, when I'm in Northern South Carolina. It's beautiful, but I just want to say that, you know, I'm gonna tell one on you, because our listeners might not know this about you, but you play the flute.
Yes, I do.
And the music of the flute has the most beautiful frequency.
I play the flute for my my kitty cats. We have a little cemetery here on my property with my cat Clark, who recently died after 10 years, and Sarah, who I adored, and my dog Raven, who was just, I just can't tell you what a treasure Raven was in my life, and I play my flute for those kitty cats and the doggy. And then when I prepared my sister and my two sisters, actually, and my mother for cremation, I wrapped them in silk, and I anointed them in essential oils, and I played the flute for all of them. And what I play on the flute is the one thing I know. I'm improvising a lot, so I finally have a slightly wider range. But I play, Master, come to me, teach me how to see, you know who I am so well. And that's my prayer. And that's a good prayer, because if I'm seen out of my reactions, I'm not seen.
If I'm seen, exactly. That is very profound. We cannot see when we are reacting. So when we're reacting out of fear or reacting out of anything, we cannot see. It interrupts our awareness. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the past being triggered into the present moment.
Yeah.
Okay, and after you be with it for a while, you can actually begin to tell when you're being that way. And sometimes you just kind of want to.
You want to be mad. Uh-huh. But it keeps you stuck.
Yeah.
It keeps you
stuck. It totally does.
And it alters your, and I'll go back to your term, frequency. It alters it. You see, your frequency, you actually can be responsible for your frequency. And how you begin to move forward. You have the power to do that, to alter it. You can change your state of frequency at any moment, and it just takes, that's all it takes.
You are so good, Gail. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you. She sets me up all the time for a win, and I appreciate that. Here's the deal. You're having a feeling you don't like, just assume it's inside of you. And it's cloudy. It's like you've gone on a different pair of glasses that you want. Okay, here's my tip. And by the way, I used to get paid between $500 and $1,000 an hour, depending upon whether I was doing a seminar or one of my top-notch clients. Okay, that's how I got paid so much, was because I was credited with instant change because I observed something. And what I observed was, but if you have a feeling, if you're angry with somebody or you're jealous or you're hurt or you're disappointed or whatever, if you inhale, locate where that feeling is in your body and hold your breath, you can actually, and you make that feeling as big as you can make it, you can actually frequently dissipate it. And sometimes another feeling will come up or another set of images will come up, and you can do the same thing over and over again until it's flat or neutral. If you can get it to flat or neutral, you may need some assistance in doing that. A lot of times you can. And Gail, when I would do seminars for the State of California Department of Aging, we would have about 30 to 35 people in the room. And I would have them pick a subject that irritated them, think about it, take 10 deep breaths, okay, and then hold their breath. And out of that group, doing no more than that, about 25% of them would have a total breakthrough.
That's very good.
What do you think's happening?
That's very good.
That's because what we're doing is, you've done that kind of, you do yoga, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you notice that sometimes parts of your body are tense, and what do you do to release the tension in your body?
Regarding my yoga practice? Yeah, sure, stretch it out. We stretch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is similar, okay, and if you notice, you can't stretch it out, and then you don't feel it anymore, right?
True.
There's different ways. Like many of you have taken or heard tapes in which you lie down and you tighten your fist and you tighten your arm and you tighten your stomach and you tighten your feet and where you meditate, where you move through your body. Basically, it's another form of putting your attention on an electromagnetic block and causing it to dissipate. When that electromagnetic block dissipates, OMG, it's pretty terrific. You're good. I'm wondering, Gail, if we have Desmond around. Is he here?
I am.
Oh, Demond, rather.
Demond?
Demond? I spelled it wrong, Demond. Forgive me.
Oh, right.
So we've been blabbing for quite a while now, and I was just curious what you were hearing.
Well, actually, I mean, a lot of the language that's being used is new to me. You know, I was raised up in a Christian church, a Baptist church to be exact, and so it's this all is a little new to me, and I'm not totally closed-minded to it. I listen and try to retain what it is that I can use to apply to my life to make it better. And so far, I mean, that's where I'm at. I'm just trying to understand better.
No, you have a perfect job, don't you?
Yeah.
You really do.
Absolutely.
In your church, do you have a lot of Baptist church have really fine choir and singing in them? Did yours?
Absolutely.
And see, that would be one of the ways that frequency would be raised.
Mm-hmm.
That would just automatically happen in the church. My sister's church, my other sister, Patty, mm-hmm. Gail, I don't know if you know about speaking in tongues, but in her church, they spoke in tongues.
Right, yeah.
Well, my grandma was Baptist, and so when I was very young, that was our environment, and it was beautiful. And I'll just say that the response was always with very kind words, and they had the language of love. They really did. I thought it was a beautiful thing, and I loved the choir. I just love the choir.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you see David Francis again, David Francis DeMond is a friend of mine who is really, really, really blonde and from New Zealand. And his favorite place is to be sitting in, well, maybe not his favorite place, one of his favorite places in the world is to be sitting in the middle of a black choir.
Oh, all right.
Because it just,
that's
he loves
great.
The frequency of the song. And I haven't, I want to take him down to the Agape Church.
Yeah.
That's near where my dad is buried. So it's all very interesting about every different church has a way of helping people with frequency. If you look at the Catholic Church, Gail, I would have to say the confessional. You know, I remember when my father would be worried about things, and he would go down and he would tell the priest, and then the priest would tell him to do so many Hail Marys and so on and so forth, and he got to release something.
Well, it's all a beautiful thing, and it's, you know, they're all, they all have, you know, very beautiful aspects for sure. But I have to say that the music or the chanting or, you know, though that vibration has a real power in it, and I think it has the power to really focus more on opening up to those positive vibrations.
Interesting.
100%.
When you were talking, I was actually, I'm reading a book that's talking about Africa right now and different things that are going on in South Africa and different Uganda and different things of that nature, and I'm struck by African dancers, you know, all in very colorful costume dancing, and I'm sure that what they're doing is they're dancing into a frequency. So we're all moving, the object here is to understand that we're all moving ourselves into a higher frequency, however that is. My girlfriend, I think you've met Chris Chambers, she finds higher frequency by gardening.
Yeah, I mean, nature, being in nature, and realizing and understanding that, you know, the universe and the planet that we live is a manifestation of God. I mean, nature is one of the most powerful reflections. Oh my gosh. Have you ever just sat down and contemplated life and looked at the stars? I mean, and just really inhaled that amazing equation? Oh my gosh.
Actually, about a week ago.
How beautiful
ago,
is that?
You. It helped to have a full moon, you know? There was a
Isn't
very
that?
Full moon, and I was out on the deck, and the air was just the right temperature, you know? And then when I looked at the moon, I could actually see the moon through the tree, and it was a perfect picture of how the moon was in the tree. It was kind of like what it's like to see a rainbow.
What a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
That is. And you see those, that's being reflected to us. That beauty and that manifestation of God is being reflected to us every single day when we get up through the moon, the sun, the, you know, every aspect of nature, the oceans, just the dynamic of all of that. And what a gift and what a way to appreciate.
You know, if I have a secret, I do have something that I'm withholding a little bit on, Gail. I really kind of do sort of want to go take that synchronized swimming class, and I'm afraid I'll drown.
Oh.
It's on Sunday evenings, okay? And Gail took me to the Beverly Hills Hotel to introduce me to the aqua lilies. Maybe you'd like to just mention that for a moment, because those young ladies are definitely living their destiny.
Yes, they are. They're ballet synchronized swimmers. They're a beautiful team, and they're inspiring, and they're bringing beauty, elegance, and everything there is about that back in a really beautiful way. And everybody loves swimming, and everybody loves to swim.
And they all love Esther Williams. And I've always loved Esther Williams. Her old telephone number used to be Arizona 70434. That's for you, Esther. So here we are, and Gail and I are at the hotel, and we are talking to the team captain. And the team captain said, oh, come on over and join us on Wednesday evening. And I'm going, yeah, 72 years old, where is it? Oh, it was over at the Annenberg Beach Club. So I decided that I would go over there, and it's a real challenge. I want to do this. This is part of my Swifter, Higher, Stronger, Gail. And I'm noticing I've only made it over there once. So
are you having fun? Are you having fun?
Was I having fun? Part of the time. Because they're just so extraordinary. First of all, I'm 72. They were 22. So there's 50 years difference between us, okay? Second of all, they've been working out together in the pool for a couple of years, and I hadn't been for a while. And thirdly, the teacher's name was Valerie, which is my name, which makes me think for sure I should be there. And one of the things where I didn't have a nose flip. She lent me a nose flip, okay? My swimming goggles hadn't been used in so long that the rubber had deteriorated and the goggles popped off. So here I am in the water with these guys that are swimming six lengths of the pool. So I decided I would do something on the side of the pool, okay? And then the Valerie gave Valerie a nose flip so I could do this. So I got myself, they show you how to bend over backwards, hang on the edge, keep your head underwater, and stick your feet straight up in the air. Well, I got an A on it, you know?
That's pretty amazing.
It was good because now I wasn't a complete washout in my own mind.
So you were fully participating, right?
I was fully participating, and here's the deal, Gail. I want to go swimming for about a month so I can do those six laps before I go over there.
So you'll be better prepared next time for your lesson, and you'll have fun. And if you go beyond just getting your toe in the water, you're really progressing.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask me if I've been swimming, or ask me to go swimming with you over at the Calabasas pool or something like that.
Perfect.
I think that if we do this, things like this, that we will be the highest frequency possible, because that's what's possible for us. This is what was put in our face. And one of the things that I really feel regret about is when my Auntie Cleo died, and she was one of the people who had helped found a golf club in Vancouver. They invited me to come over and play a round of golf, and I didn't know how to play golf, so I said no. You know what? I'm going to call them up and say, I know she died 7 years ago, but I want to accept that invitation. And I don't really know how to play golf. I'd like it if somebody would show me.
Well, I think it's all good. And I can't think of anything more fun for you to do.
So here's my last tip pretty much to people, Gail. If you have anything in your life that you regret, do something about it. Either find a way to evolve it or find a way to forgive yourself. Because those are all the things that keep you out of frequency. You will never guess what shirt I am wearing today. I am wearing the Einstein shirt.
We love Einstein.
We do, and what we also love is Stephen Hawking. And Stephen Hawking, you've alluded to this a number of times, Gail. Stephen Hawking, when he talked about black holes, he said positive energy does not go into a black hole. Did you know that?
I've heard that before.
Okay, this is the part you haven't heard, I bet. He said that even if the energy isn't positive and it goes into the black hole, imagine a sock getting filled and filled with sand, perhaps, that at a certain point, as it sucks in the blackness, 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 it'll actually burst and turn into light. So you win either way. What do you think about that?
Wow. It takes the same, actually, you know, just with the positive and the negative, but the positive and forgiving it, it just is probably a better facilitation of your energy, you know, because we have only so much energy, so you might as well use it to your best advantage.
If you can.
Yeah.
If you can. Go on over and visit Dr. Valerie and doctorsallspelledout.com. Also, you can go to coningcompany.com, coningcompany.com, and that's where we do some ear coding, and that's also a thing that cleans out your eustachian tubes and automatically lifts your frequency. I want to say, really, Gail, just thank you so much for being here today. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media. Our radio partners, coningcompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, drvalerie.com, and Doctor is All Spelled Out. And we thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of Emergency Management Solution, Sir Jason Winterty, L.A. Lifestyle, and Protandin, and a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Anne DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Ron Simon, Stacy, and thank you, Ron Hayes, for being absolutely a great research assistant and sending me some of the best videos I've ever seen. And merci beaucoup to Bent Mygen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. You heard that at the beginning of the show, and I actually hope you hear it at the end. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupatamerica.com. And remember, Sitius, Altius, Fortius, and do a mitzvah today. That's French for give someone a boost. And thank you for listening. Also, please join us on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. California time in Albuquerque, New Mexico on KTBL, where we do Our American Cafe, and you get to hear the booming voice of C.W. Wright. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to catching you up next week. Take care.
And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door, and it's time to open. This is for you, this is for all you knew, pouring through, now your heart is open. And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you knew, pouring through, now your heart is open.